regarding the meaning of Baruch Shekutrani. The Magen Avraham has two deos. The first day that he presents is the, I think, the conventional understanding. It's certainly the one that the Mishnah Brura endorses, which is that it's really the theory that has a more obvious mechanistic explanation, as we discussed. But is that the father, you know, up until now, had the sword of Damocles hanging over his neck, as it were, given the fact that he could be punished at any point for dereliction on the part of the child. And after all, it is his responsibility to chanech the child. So it's not really, you know, onsho shel zeh. You know, it really is, in a certain sense, his own responsibility. And that's, I think, the conventional wisdom as well. You know, the Levush, which the Magen Avraham quotes, has what I consider to be the more compelling interpretation. Why you'd want a spontaneous bracha if you're the Gaon, b'shem v'malchus, and the Chai Adam, certainly, you know, lo hifsid, b'shem v'malchus, is a little bit murkier in terms of why it should be true. After all, ish b'cheto yumasu, even though now we've done a lot of the groundwork in terms of understanding what that really means and what possible exceptions are, whether it's katan in terms of Gemara Ksuvis Dav Ches, whether it's, you know, more broadly, or more narrowly, excuse me, Benoha Katan, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pokerav and Avo Salvanim, Al Shileshim, Al Ribeim. So the mechanism, at least until you get to the Rambam, is not well understood, to be very clear. But the idea would be that a father's sins can then result in the onish of the child. So Baruch, either with Shem Machlas or not, Shepitrani may own show Shelzev, being the source of the penalty, of the punishment that this child would face. And probably consequence is a better term than punishment, because what it really is a consequence. Punishment means you did something wrong, so it's a consequence for the child, and it's a punishment for the father. So in terms of the mechanism, let's take a minute to reflect on that together from yesterday. So Yehuda, Lashita Sarambam, what appears to be the mechanism? Right. So that becomes the important point. So the Rambam is an ardent believer in unmitigated free will and the notion that a person is totally responsible for his actions or her actions. Hakol bidei shamayim echutz miyir hashamayim includes the entire sphere of human activity in this world. That's a belief that the Rambam says. And the Rambam believes that schar va'onesh, therefore, is rational and necessary. And just because we do everything b'da'atenu v'irtzoneinu, so he says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu yodea eichi para. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows the right way to punish. Right? That's not something that we necessarily would know how to figure out, but God knows who deserves what. And so there's olam hazeh, there's olam haba, and olam hazeh there's gufo, there's mamono. And the Rambam says, you know, ho'il, because we did the sin b'da'atenu v'irtzoneinu, so we deserve to be punished. But the banim haktanim, right, where the Rambam says, yes, it's true, lo higiu l'chval mitzvos, but more significantly, as Yehuda correctly points out, who don't have their own das, so they're inoculated against punishment, but they're susceptible to consequence. Right? Okay? So that's the important point. They don't have their own das, so the Rambam says, they don't become an extension of the guf. I thought that was interesting. He could have said that. They don't become an extension of the guf of the parent, but harehim kekinyano, and therefore, you know, obviously morally, axiologically, they're tzelem elokin. They're not kekinyano in that way, right? But that being said, they could potentially be subject to penalty. So I happen to like, this is really what we were trying to point out yesterday, I happen to like the Rambam is a mechanistic explanation for Shitas HaLevush. And I think that's a really, really important I think that's a really, really important concept in every sense of the term, where, you know, the father is giving Shebach at this moment because he's no longer burdened with the most terrible burden of all, the thought that one's actions could somehow bring, you know, shame, or worse, actual harm to one's family and especially to one's children. Nothing in this world could be, you know, as frightful a proposition as that, as you will all come to understand. So be that as it may, as I noted, the Mishnah Berurah already endorses the perspective, the more conventional perspective. We saw the Aruch HaShulchan, I thought, really had an important breakthrough in the sugya. Because the Aruch HaShulchan's perspective, let's just do a quick chazar, Akiva, is what?
It's both.
Right. That it has to be both. And he thinks that it's reflective of a chalos del raisa, as the Aruch HaShulchan cites the pasuk, now, ish becheto yumasu. Right? As opposed to the reality which persisted up until then, where the father really was responsible, you know, in a very total sense for the child, and therefore failures of chinuch, and we'll speak about today how grievous failures of chinuch are, failures of various stripes, of action and of inaction, imbalance. It's a very delicate area. I'm sure you guys all saw in the Makoros, as we'll finish up today. So that was true up until now. And of course, in the opposite direction, what I call the terrifying Levush direction. So it's also true that the child, as an extension of the father, if you like the Rambam's term, if you like the Gemara Baba Basra's term, right, Barakura Davua, it's an extension of Gufo, whichever one you want to say. And there's evidence for both. I should have mentioned yesterday, Ephraim, Parshas Mishpatim. What's the single best indication that the son is a bodily extension of the father? Well, that's just, again, that's the halacha, that the adam is chayiv and the mizonos of the family.
Right.
No, but the Gemara says, ben b'makomav lava acherhu.
You're saying we're doing the bar mitzvah?
No. Eli? Akiva? Levi? Where kiddushei ha'av automatically work for the ben.
With you, yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. V'im livna yadena, right? So the idea is you don't need a separate kiddushin, right? Because b'no b'makom acher lav mikre acher. It's just not another person. He's an extension of the father. So if you want to go in that direction, I think you could have it even, you know, more strongly. The one problem that bothered the Aruch HaShulchan is if he sees it as a chalos de raisa with two nafkamina for the son, nafkamina for the father. So he says, look, wait a minute, does chinuch end at bar mitzvah? You know, as I kidded around, you know, at the Torah Tumim was bar mitzvah, did the Rav Nevarduk, you know, put his arm around his son's shoulder and say, you know, ish becheto yumasu, you know, here's where we part ways, you know, I'll see you at the chasana. You know, so probably not. And he says, you know, you can't really think that that's the end, but that degree of total responsibility, you know, might be, to a degree anyway, to a degree mitigated. I mean, this is the question, you know, of course, that the Mishnah Berurah in his own right, you know, had to struggle with, right? And the question of, okay, well, there's still the Chiyuv Tochacha, and there's the Gemara in Shabbos that we'll get to about Anshei Beiso. So it's not as if that chiyuv really ends. So even as much as I want to, you know, I would like to put my thumb on the scales and say that, oh, you see, it's a good raya for the levush, because chinuch doesn't really end at bar mitzvah. So how could it be a bracha that the father is, you know, not going to be held responsible for failures of chinuch anymore? So it's not really that good a question, because, you know, you can be mechalik and say, you know, under bar mitzvah and post bar mitzvah, it's a very different halachic reality. He is considered a halachic ish, and as such, the father certainly has tochacha, and certainly should be involved, but it's a qualitatively different kind of responsibility. Okay, so, you know, that's where things were. I think the Rambam is a very significant contribution to the sugya. As we noted, there are ways of trying to neutralize some of the relevant mekoros on the deraisa level in terms of poket avon avos abanim, or lo yimsu avos abanim, banim lo yimsu al avos, by saying that they're very narrow in terms of what it really means. One of the ways is, as we noted through Sefer Melachim, to say this is really just talking about the way that human beings should conduct themselves. But Dinei Shamayim, you know, are, you know, an unrestricted area as far as these psukim go. And then we'll see the Ramban's explanation. Maybe somebody just wants to summarize it outside, but that's where we'll begin with the new Makoros today. So Noam Baronholtz, what was the Ramban's suggestion? The Ramban thought that that between the two psukim, right, in terms of Ish Bechato Yumasu versus Pokeravo Navo Salbanim, what was the dispositive pasuk? What was really the normative pasuk? The Ramban. Levi? You have it? We'll go to Levi and then Ezra Baron.
I think he said the normative pasuk was poke avon avon sabarim and not ish bechato yimasu.
Really?
Wrong.
But he had a more narrow perspective. Yenison?
So the pasuk was kifinu lanu b'tavach b'avein avayson.
So what's the what's the contribution? How does the Ramban move the ball forward in the sugya?
He sort of puts like limit on the Torah Revi, I believe.
Well, the Torah itself says, you know, actually, you know, shlishim vavri beim, but it's really the next word which is the critical heyara. David?
Lishonai, so it's only for those who continue the symptoms.
Well, right. I mean, that's what we talked about in terms of the Gemara of Ochsen Masi Avosayim Vyavdayim. But an even more narrow limitation, Lissona I, Ephraim has been waiting, go ahead.
The Ramban is talking that we're only concerned about the rules of the Ramban, for all things, he's a very much.
Exactly. So the Ramban really thinks, very well done, excellent Ephraim, that's good kapara for Yil. That's exactly right. So the Ramban thinks the controlling notion is lo yumsu avos albanim, uvanim lo yumsu al avos, ish v'cheto yumasu. That's the controlling idea, is true justice. But lisson I, just like the Kaddish Baruch Hu, is uniquely a kel kanoa when it comes to avodah zara, right? That phrase only appears in the context of avodah zara. So lisson I, so there, you know, Hashem has a little bit of a different standard. And we shouldn't be surprised, right? Because in Avodah Zarah, we have all kinds of chumras, right? Avodah Zarah is the only area, as the Gemara in Kiddushin points out, that for Klal Yisrael, you know, in terms of Averos, will be Machshiv. Outstanding, Ephraim. So, you know, we're not surprised when you have chumras in the world of Avodah Zarah. Everything in Avodah Zarah is the world of is a chumra. Right? We just had Shavuos, yeah, the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, right? Lo Sa'asei number one, Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim, right? So you're not allowed to, no Maisa, there's no Dibor, right? So that's a Chumra of Avodah Zarah right there, and you're considered a Kafar Bikar. Lo Sa'asei number two, Lo Sa'asei Chafesel. And, right, the Rambam says that even if you never worshipped it, we're going to give you Malkos, even if you never built it yourself. You had somebody built it for you. It's a kind of, a dibor, and Elohim Asicha Lo Sa'asalach, as the Rambam says, number three, you know, where you're not even making it for yourself, you're making it for an Ovid of Udazara. Number four, you know, Lo Sa'asuni Ti Lehu Chasev Lehi Zahav Lo Sa'asu Lachem, where it's Xera Daraisa, you have no intention of treating these things as gods, but somebody might one day, and so don't even produce them. Then you get to Lo Sishtacha Belehem, number five, we're taking actions of the Beis HaMikdash and doing them outside. Number six, Lo Savdeim, Kabbalah Salos. Right? Number seven, the Isser Molech, a special Din Prati in Avodah Zarah, you know, which is a unique Chil Hashem because of what it means in terms of taking a child and either doing human sacrifice or a faux human sacrifice. Al Tifnu Ela Ovos, eight, Vel Yidonim. Number nine, number ten, the second Gzeira Doraisa. Al tifnu el ha'ilim, even to study about them, because that might entrap you and ensnare you. Then you have three surin of dimyon avodah zarah of you know matseva number one, Evan maskis number two, Right? Then you have Asherah number 3, which are all Asr because you can't be Medamel of Avodah Zarah. And then you can't be Mashbia B'Shem Avodah Zarah. B'Shem Elohim Afirim Lo Tazkira Lo Yishama Al Picha. Then you have the Isser of Mediach and the Isser of Mesis, and the Rambam goes out of his way to point out, even if these individuals never intended to do Avodah Zarah. Then you get to number 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, right? Lo Sovelo. You have a normal mitzvah, you have to l'reacha kamocha, but not for the Mesis. Lo Sishmaelab. You normally have an Isser Netira for Klal Yisrael, but not for the Mesis. Lo Sachos Ein Chalab. You normally have the Isser. Lo Samal Dam Re'acha. This is not Bichlal Re'acha. Velo Sachmol. You have to be Malamid Chova, you're not allowed to be Malamid Zachos. Then you have the Isser of Tikuye Avodah Zarah, right? Forget about the Avodah Zarah Atzmo. Then you have the Isser of Irani Dachas, Tel Olam Lo Yibana Od, that you're not allowed to rebuild it. Then Lo Yibak Biyadcha Me'uma Minacherim, and Lo Savi Toiva Al Beisacha, the double Isser Hanoah of Avodah Zarah, which is like a lot like Bali Rabba Yimatse. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on and on. Avodah Zarah is, like the Gemara says, called Moda be'Avodah Zarah, Kofir b'Cholat Torah Kula. You know, you count in the end, and it's like 1/7 of all these surim in the Torah. And everything is nuanced. Everything is, we're going to treat Dibor k'maisa. And we're going to give you Malkos where you normally wouldn't have it. And we're going to treat Machshava k'maisa. So the Ramban has the same perspective here. And he says, yeah, lissonai. You want to know what Poket Avon Avos Albanim is about? It's about Avodah Zarah. And yes, there's the Tnai of Ochsen Masi Avosan Biadeyan, but it's going to be delimited and circumscribed, perhaps, as Ephraim, I appreciate you quoted it accurately, right? Yitachin, right? That's what he says. It could, it's very possible that we're going to limit it in this way. That's what Lissonah is all about. As opposed to Le'ohavai u'Lishomei Mitzvosai. Who do we associate to be the Ohev Hashem par excellence? Ilan?
Abraham.
And what makes him that Ohev Hashem, of course?
Because he was Megayer and he was Mekayer.
Right, everything that we said in terms of Brachos, B'Shem and Malchus, you know, the... I thought it was a little bit bedochak, but it's a beautiful sentiment to the Bali Atosos that mentioning Avram is, you know, kiyu mentioning Malchus Shamayim, because that's what he stood for in a hostile world, in a pagan, polytheistic world. And so, you know, that's Le'ohavai, and even the Chiddush is Le'shomei Mitzvosai, even if you don't reach the Mala of Avram Avinu, which, as we know, the Rambam says, very few are Zocha to such, you know, a Mala. So again, it's a very compelling notion that the Ramban wants to inject into the entire discussion of Ish Bechetto Yumasu versus Poked Avon Avos Albanim. Ephraim, if you had a clearer signal, we would have you read it. They are your just desserts, but unfortunately, you know, we're coming in with the echo today, so, you know, Shluchol Shel Adam Kamoso, we'll have your brother Nemi read it from downstairs. No, I don't think he's going to be reading it for us downstairs, but maybe, you know, he'll make a guest appearance before the semester is over. So let's have Levi. Do you mind doing the honors of the Ramban?
Okay.
Yeah,
almost
Yes.
Shileishim and Ribeim, go ahead. Okay, so Rabban doesn't like this idea, right, that there is like, you know, some inscrutable way of sometimes, you know, we wait one generation, sometimes we wait two, and sometimes we wait three, and then the hammer comes down. So the Ramban rejects this very fascinating theory, but he says he doesn't buy it. Okay, go ahead, Levi. Okay, so the Ramban is appealing to obviously an issue in the Bris Bein Habisarim, right, when there's like a kind of guilt builds up over the generations, but it needs to get to a certain point for there to be Kliya, right, for there to be the actual penalty of total destruction warranted. Exactly. So there's a tell. Excellent, Levi. Very well done. There's a tell in this Ramban, right, where after he rejects the Ibn Ezra and he says Venachon Veinai, right, that the Avon Asher Asa Av will be Nifkad on the Ben, right, and even to the point of actual Karis Machrisam BeAvon Aviyan. So and sometimes it could be that it takes three generations. Sometimes it could be that it takes four generations. So again, it's all but nai that it's Ofsin Masi Abu Sam Biadehim. That's the whole point of the reference to, you know, Kilo Shalem Avon HaMoriyad Hena that Avram Avinu was told. But there's a tell, really just one word in the Ramban, which, you know, is really the underpinning of his logic. Right? He's motivated by Lissonai. I don't deny that. And saying Lissonai is only, you know, for Avodah Zarah purposes. But in the Ramban's own language, there's a word that really stands out to me. Exactly. Right? Then he says that there's no doubt that this is a massive chumrah. And so, like, when we were going through the Sefer HaMitzvos before, even though the Rambam has mixed, you know, the Rambam and the Ramban here, but, you know, that's what you would find, Amida Chamura and Avodah Zarah. Machshava Kamaisa, like Ephraim points out. Right? Double Isurim, as I was trying to point out. Multiple Gzera Doraisas, as I was trying to say. Right? Malkos Shelo B'makom Maisa, altogether. Tell somebody to make Avodah Zarah, your Chayav Malkos. Your Mashbia, somebody, B'shem Avodah Zarah. You didn't do anything physically. It's not as even as if somebody else made an idol, your Chayav Malkos. You know, show me the Maisa. There is no Maisa. It's a lot of shame about Maisa. But you're still Chayav. Right? And so the point is that the Ramban says this is a Mida Chamura Ad Maod, because controlling normative halacha is Ish Becheto Yumasu. I mean, not just for Klal Yisrael. But Avodah Zarah is just, you know, a different category. Okay. And the Mida Chamura could be applied to Avodah Zarah. So that is a very important contribution to the Sugya. And, you know, if that were true, you know, it's hard to imagine any, not that Chachmei Sfarad had in general, but the Nafka Mina for our Sugya would, of course, be Ben Sion, that you would never have which bracha. Exactly, you know, because what are you saying, you know, we had a chashash, this kid who was going to be doing a Avodah Zarah, and now thank God, you know, if he does it, it's on his head, right? You know, so it's a little, you know. Okay, Noah, go ahead.
I don't understand the difference between the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban. What's he saying that's like, I don't get it.
The Ibn Ezra, it says that there's, an unknowable algorithm for divine justice that says, you know, sometimes it might be generation F1, sometimes F2, sometimes F3. Right? That's what he's objecting. It doesn't sound that way. Right? It's reading it, Poket avon avos, O al banim, O al shileshim, O al rebeim.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So,
all right, thanks.
So let's now take the next step. So I wanted to try to sort of wrap this up with a little bit of a broader reaching perspective before we tie things back to the Gemara and Shabbos and the Rambam's iteration of that, which I think is so critical, with the notion, playing off, you know, the first day, in the Magen Avraham, the one that's endorsed by the Mishnah Berurah, regarding the significance of chinuch in general, and how grave, you know, failures of chinuch can really be. You know, that you could imagine a bracha, baruch should be trying to be on social zeh, because, you know, my chi of chinuch was like, you know, weighing on me. It's also a big schus and a big joy, but it's also a big liability. And just to quickly establish some of the mikoros, which I guess, you know, come to mind very quickly in terms of establishing, you know, chinuch and the chumrah of the inyan, both in terms of action and inaction. So, of course, the first example I started with is probably the paradigmatic case of chinuch gan arai, which is the story of Yaakov and Yosef. So this, I think, we can move through very quickly, but just to establish it for the record, Eitan Mermelstein, go ahead, Vayishev Yaakov.
Vayishev Yaakov, Perek and Re'avim, Beretz Kanan, Ela told old Yaakov Yosef, and Shva Sreshana, Yero, Ed, Hazab, Batson, Uhunayer, and Pinay, Bilhav, Epinay, Sopanish, Aviv, Vayavay, Yosef, and Tibatam, Ra, Elamihem, Israel, Havet, Yosef, Mikol, and Ab, Kivens, and Pinin, Bulo, Vyasal, Ton, and Pasim, Vayu, Achab,
Just take a quick look at the Gemara and Shabbos, and then the Rambam, and then I want to discuss this. Okay, so the Gemara and Shabbos cannot have possibly used stronger language, right, in criticizing Yaakov's chinuch, that is, privileging of Yosef, right, is goreim le, right, shibud ha mitraim, is kanu goechan, is gagel adabar, v'yaridu avosenu le mitraim. So, you know, like, this is the, you know, as I like to put it, you know, Yosef is being nice to his brothers, right? Right, Rami, he said, lo atem shlachtam osiyahena ki alukim, kilim ichyach shlachani alukim lefneichem. Yosef said it nicely. You know, the Gemara comes back and says, no, actually, you know, wasn't really God, but, you know, it was, you know, a terrible error in chinuch that Yaakov made, and there's an isser being Mishana ben Abana. Now, the reason I say an isser is that it appears in different ways in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. It's nifsach lehalacha. So, Eitan, let's quickly establish that, and then I just want to make two hearos in the psukim. I think points that are very often overlooked, but are critical to understanding this halacha. and you see it show up in the Shulchan Aruch. So, Eitan, go ahead. So, first the Rambam.
And the Shulchan Aruch, maybe?
Yeah. Quote, he writes in, do the best thing you can possibly do with them. So it's actually not saving the whales. Right? He writes in, do with all my money, Atov Shef Shavasos, what should they do? What's the best thing that you could do? I love this line in the Ramah. It's just one of these great lines. You have to thank the Mordechai for it. Right? What's the Tov Shef Shavasos in this world? The Ratzon Hashem. So a person who wrote, do the best possible thing that you could do. So do the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is that the Yorshim should inherit. So a Hayar in the Psukim, and I think it makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch. Ben Sion, I'll tell it to you straight. If you were going to favor any human being on the planet, I would have favored Yosef. And I'll tell you why. First of all, he was a Yassel. Okay? Second of all, you know, as the Rav always used to like to say about Ben Zakunim, I will permit myself the Targum Unklus, Barachim. He was brilliant. Well, you think that, and Rashi quotes it basically, right? You know, it wasn't that he was the child of Yaakov's old age. After all, Akiva, who was a child of Yaakov's old age, if you do the maths, as they say in England.
Binyamin.
Yes. He was a genius. Moshe's the greatest Navi who ever lived, but nobody was a greater Chacham than Yosef, maybe until you get to Shlomo. But Shlomo's really, if you understand who Shlomo really is, Shlomo is just an iteration of Yosef. That's why the Haftorah, you know, associated with Yosef is actually the Haftorah of Shlomo. We'll have a bit more time to explain that connection, but basically what Shlomo asks to become is Yosef. He asks Hashem for a Lev Shomea, right, to be able to understand things that other people don't understand. That's really Yosef's koach. So if you're going to favor anybody, I would favor Yosef. You know, first of all, he had harder circumstances. He was isolated amongst the Bnei Leah. He was also just any father's dream in terms of, you know, his loyalty to his father, Vayomer Lo Hineni, right, and his brilliance. And everything that Yosef does turns to gold. It's incredible. In Beis Potiphar, in the Beis Soar, in Beis Paro. Right? He's the most talented person that you meet in Tanakh. His talents are overwhelming. Ve'afal pichein, isha l'shano sevein ben abanim. The whole point is that if you were going to favor anybody, it would be Yosef. But you can't. And the consequences are dire. That's how hard it is to parent well. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the whole Isser of being Mavir Nachala, even if you could do it in a technically mutter sense, but Amidas Chasidus Lo Mina Velo Miktasa, you shouldn't even be an aid in such a situation. It's like reminiscent of Ribbis, right? There's an Isser on the Malveh, on the Lover, on the Sofer, on the Eidim, right? You don't want to be Mitzuruf to this Dvar Sheker. So, but the Shulchan Aruch writes is, even if the Ben is not knowing Keshura, even if he's not so deserving, even if you think you have good reason, Yaakov also had good reason. That's Heyara number one. Heyara number two, I was just telling my daughter about this, and so important, is that Yaakov tried to set the record straight. He tried, but it was too late. What am I referring to? Yenison?
During earlier in the parsha, I believe, he says that Yosef also, that your dreams aren't true.
Right, but Yigarbo Aviv, even though privately Aviv Shamar Sadavar, Machalomazer Chalamta, Bonavon Ibim Kavachli Shachus Kharza. So he rebukes him publicly, and moreover, what does he try to do? He tries to correct his error and arrange for a rapprochement between Yosef and the brothers, but it's too late. He may bala chalomo salazeba. It's very hard to undo the damage. And that, of course, in terms of trying to undo the damage, in terms of mistakes in chinuch, is a very good antecedent to which story, which is also just, you know, comes straight to mind in terms of the Chumrah Sadavar. You had on the Makoros, you guys saw it. Menachem, which story, of course, does that bring to mind? When you have some father, he's scrambling, he wants to try to fix things, but it's too late. In the paradigmatic case of the chinuch failure, here it's not a sin of commission like it was in terms of being Mishana Levein Ben Abanim, but it's the omission that was so damaging. Rami? Eli, of course. Okay, go ahead, do the honors. Rami, you have it?
Sorry, I muted myself accidentally.
No problem, I do it all the time. Yeah, so here learning Tamer Shmuel, we talk a lot about Eli and Shmuel as a father-son relationship. Shmuel is really the son that Eli never had. Eli is the father that Shmuel never really had. That's part of the drama in the Gemara and Brachos, for those who recall, right, regarding the issue of, you know, Eli calling for the Kohen to shecht the animal. And what does Shmuel point out? Those who remember? Exactly. So what that Gemara Ilan is really about is Shmuel is saying to Eli, I could do this. Right? You don't need to be a Kohen. I don't need to technically be one of your sons. You know, but it's a Mor Halacha Bifnei Rabo. It's a very fascinating story. So that's what the Mikra is trying to say, that Shmuel was the son that Eli wished that he had, but he never really had. And, right, Eli is the father that Shmuel wished he could have had, but he never really had, because Elkanah is very absent. Chana is the dominant figure. So be that as it may, Eli tries this last-ditch effort, right? Al Banai, right? It's not good. You're not doing well. You know, they're doing horrible things, you know, in terms of Kachim, in terms of the Nashim. And, you know, the best that he can say is, you know, he pulls him over and he says, you know, there's really room for improvement. We would wish that things were better. This behavior, you know, I'm afraid to say it, but it leaves something to be desired. This is not exactly, Daniel Barinholtz walking in and taking no prisoners. You know, that it's not, you know, it's not that. So, you know, Eli, I remember the first time that we learned this with Mrs. Weiss, Allah HaShalom, she's a Holocaust survivor. You guys probably didn't have too many teachers who were Holocaust survivors, but that was a great zechus back in the day. So she had her strong Czechoslovakian accent, so I can't read these psukim without hearing them in that voice. So Mrs. Weiss, telling us, you know, about Eli getting a vat for. That's a what for in English. It's not a common word either, but... so now Eli gets the vat for. Okay?
Vayavo ish Elohim el Eli vayomer elav, kuamar Hashem, Manigo, Niglesi, Alves, Alvita, Biosam, Vinitraim, Alves, Haro, Uvachor, Usam, Mikoshite, Israel, Lilikol, Hain, Laalos, Amis, Bethila, Hakir, Torres, Lasses, Evo, Lifne, Lifonai, Vaetnal, Alves, Alvita, Esco, Ishev, Israel, Lamasim, Atu, Zikli, Munikasi, Asher, Tibisi, Maon, Latahabe, Espaneka,
When the chips were down, you were mechabed your sons instead of me. Ooh! Sorry, you can go on now.
Lachenu, Mashem, Lachen Yisrael, Amor, Omarti, Nisho, Reis, Avicha, Yishalku, Lefanai, Ad Olam, Datanu, Mashem, Khalil, Ali, As Mechabdai.
Ki Mechabdai, Achabed, Uvozai, Yikalo.
Ine, Yamin, Baim, Vigodati, As Zero Achab, As Zero Abbas Avicha, Mihio, Sakim, Rezefa, Vihibatita, Tar Mahon, Bechol Asher Yitiv, As Zero, Lo Yazakim, Rezefa, Bechol Hayamim, Vish, Lo Akris, Lacha, Meim, Is Bechila Halos, Is Enecha, Vila Adib, As Nafshecha, בכל מרביס ביסך, ביסך ימוס ואנשים, וזה לך העוז אשר יבוא אל שני מונך, אל חפני ובנחס, ביום אחד ימוס ושניהם, והקימוסי לי כהי נאמן, כאשר בלבבי ובנפשי יעשה ובניסי בו פייס נאמן, והזהלך לפני משיחי כל הימים, והיה כל הנוסר בביסך, יבוא לשתחלות לו, לאגורס כסף וחיקר לכם,
Right, this is terrifying, I mean, but, you know, the failure, because when it mattered and when it could have made a difference, you were so worried, you know, about stepping on toes and not telling the child the way that it needed to be said, so the consequences are horrifying, right? Strict justice. And I'll find a Kohen Ne'eman, because you couldn't do it. And you didn't do it when it was too little, too late. You know, you see that, of course, not just in the Kohuna, but in that other Keser, in the Malchus as well. So, Daniel, go ahead. This is, you know, the tragedy of it all. V'adamiyo ben Chagis, this is the Tukim in Melachim, go ahead, Daniel.
Menase lemor ani emloch v'yas lo rechav u'paratshim, v'chamishim ish ratzim lefanav. V'lo atzavau abid mi'amav lemor madua kata asita, v'gam ut tov tovar me'od v'oto yalda achrei avshalom.
So as you guys learned this year, right, the way to understand the whole story of Adoniyahu is that it's really... You know, it's really a story of Absalom 2.0. Everything is just, reiteration of Absalom, including the tragedy of David being completely complicit by not v'latzavo aviv miyamav lemor madua kacha asisa. And here's the sad thing is, you know, the parent imagines that they're doing the kid a favor, right? Well, you know, maybe it's not the right thing, but I wouldn't want to hurt my child. But Absalom and Adoniyahu are not, you know, served well by this. In the end, what happens to both of them? Right, they both end up dead for their rebellion. You know, different ways at different times, but it's basically the same story. David, as a father, was a failure in this way, as the Navi is stating, V'lo atzavo aviv mi'avav le'mor madua kachasisa. See, you know, if you're going to go down this road, don't kid yourself and say that, you know, you were doing your kids a favor. Eli didn't do Chafni and Pinchas any favors, and David didn't do Absalom or Adoniyahu any favors either. And, you know, so what the Magen Avraham is saying, even though I prefer the Pshat of Lavush, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you know, it's a very serious thing. It's hard to get it right. And we're all, you know... And that's really the message of the Yaakov story. you know, being Mishana Levain Ben Aban. And if you were going to be doing it for anybody, it would be Yosef, under the circumstances, and the Yasom, and he was surrounded and unnumbered, and he was just so overwhelmingly and surpassingly brilliant. Bar Chokim. Right? And he had so many gifts, and how could a father not take such enormous pride in all of it? But it's such a delicate act. Parenting is such a delicate, such a complicated task. Chinuch really is, but the consequences, as we see here, whether it's Nizgaga, Davar, Yerdo, Abusein, and Mitzrayma, whether it's, you know, what happened, the Klala of Beis Eli, and what ended up happening to Chafni and Pinchas, whether it's Avshalom or Daniyahu, these are all different kinds of failures, but they end up pointing us in the same place. So, to take us back to where we started, right, let's go to the Gemara and Shabbos, and then we'll conclude with the words of the Rambam. Okay, so Avi, go ahead. If you, you know, Koholich Basar Achasima, so you'll bring us home now.
Rabbi Yochanan Umayo Rabbi Yonasa. Kol mi she'ef shalim chos na anche vesa, v'lo mi fa nispas al anche vesa. Anche iro, nispas al anche iro. V'kol ha'olam kulo, nispas al kol ha'olam kulo. Amar of Papa, v'hanei d'vei reish galusa, mitafsu ha'kulei alma. Ki ha'de amar Rabbi Chanina, v'adet siv Hashem v'mishpah yavo, yuzikei amo v'sarav. Im sarim chatu, zikeinim chatu, elo ima,
so the consequences, and this is alluded to by the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right, in terms of the activation of the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, the Inyan Onshin, right, is the capacity for Mecha'a, and Hashem B'Mishpat Yavoh Im Ziknei Amo, for their failure to, again, issue the Mecha'a to the Sarim. So it starts with Anshei Beis. So then, you know, kol kama, that a person, you know, is able to influence Ansheiro, let's say a Rav, who could have an influence in Ansheiro, but instead he chooses to play politics, and, you know, he doesn't want to, you know, offend people, you know, as the Rav always used to complain about, you know, rabbis who are afraid of their congregants, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, you have to pick your battles, and you have to be smart, and you have to know what's a davar nishma, and what's a davar shen nishma, but there are people that spend their whole lives hiding behind the Gemara Nerechen. It's a davar shen nishma, and what's it really going to do? And that's a cowardice, to be frank. And the Gemara doesn't have very kind things to say about a person who could have an influence on Anshe Yiro and is not mocha ba Anshe Yiro. You know, as Rav Flichtenstein used to like to tell us, you know, when it came to interviews and the like, so you'll never get the job, but they should know what a Ben Torah stands for. Sometimes it's important in its own right, even if, you know, Anshe Yiro or whoever it is, the Anshe, you know, search committee, are not going to go along with it. They should know what Ben Torah stands for. So it applies to Kol Olam Kulo if that's your reach. Hashem Mishpat Yavo Im Ziknei Amo is exactly the point. But again, Anshe Beso is where it all starts, and that's where the Rambam, and with this we'll conclude in terms of the Baruch Shabitrani. For my preference, the Shita of Lavush. You go ahead, Abi. The Rambam's classification is astonishing.
Arba ve'esrim dvarim me'akin es ha'tshuva. Arba mehen avon gadol, ve'ose echad mehen ein ha'kadosh baruch hu maspik v'yadol ha'asos tshuva v'fi gold el sefer.
Right, so again, like if I you didn't know the next few lines of the Rambam, Abi, surely you'd be expecting something like Shvichas Dam and Vodazar and Gilei Arayos, right? You know, like, you'd be expecting something like that, because it's the you know, Godel Ha'avon that's so horrific that in Maspikin Biyadol Lasos Tshuva, because it's just, you know, it's such a catastrophic sin that you don't deserve it. Okay, so, you know, on this list, here we go. Okay, fine. So, you know, you're Rav Amin Nevat. Okay, we'll take it.
Okay.
So we'll leave that last point for a different time. So it's an astonishing thing. You know, the Rambam, you know, is comparing Mesis u'mediach, these are Yisurei Skila, and being a Machdi as Harabin, basically, you know, Yeravam ben Nevad protege, you know, Elo Chelek Elolam Haba, with a person who is, spiritually speaking, a bad father. Because he's Roa Beno Yotzi the Tar Basura, and he throws up his hands, and he is not, you know, active. Or it's a too little, too late scenario. And then the Rambam says, yeah, Bichlal Avunzah, like the Gemara in Shabbos, if you have greater Mecha capacities, because you have a platform, you have a Kihila, you know, or you have, you know, whatever your platform is, you know, and you have the capacity to, you know, keep people focused in the right way, and you don't do it, so it's bichlal avon zeh. But the av tipus, the paradigm, is anshe beso, is bino in particular. Now, roa bino, yotze tar basra, and you're not effective, you know, in terms of intervention. So that is a very serious, the Rambam refers to it as an avon gadol, they must speak in the other lasos tshuva, because of the chumras hoavera. So, you know, you've heard it from me once, you've heard it from me a million times, and this seems like a good place for us to finish up Baruch Shapitrani before we move on to the next part of the sugya. We'll talk a little bit about Chacham Harazim, and then which came up in the Agadita, and then along the lines of the Shechianu, and then, you know, Asher Chalak Michachmaso Lireyav, we want to talk about that also. And then next week we'll talk about Asher Yatzar, and Shevin Ochol Uchulei Amo Kitsiri, and those issues. So, you know, the bottom line here is that, you know, everybody should be really focused. I mentioned before Shavuos, before we did Kabbalah Satorah Anu, that it's not Lomod and then Lamed, it's always Lomod Amnas Lamed. You're always learning the sense of Yishinat Lunachalimat Amosam Espinechem. So as I always like to remind you guys, you don't have to like the Levosh as much as I do, or the Archa Shulchan, you know, as much as I do. When you guys present the sugya, you can emphasize different points, and you don't have to be as interested in finding the Doraisa as I do, or as enamored of the Ramban's Yitachin, that it's only Avodah Zarah, as I am. Or you don't have to like the Rambam's mechanism, because he doesn't have Das, he's inoculated against punishment, but he's susceptible to consequence, and Kinyano versus Brakot. You could have reject all of the Diyukim, and I'll say it's Chuni Banai, and it's Chuni Talmid. But what's really important is to always have that in mind, that this is all what has to be transmitted. And, you know, this sugya is really a highlight sugya in terms of the paramount obligation of chinuch, how important it is, also how difficult it is. You see Yaakov being Mishan Levein Ben Abanim, it's not that, you know, Yaakov Avinu Chas V'Shalom is any less, but that the greatest figures in our Masorah go down the list. Eliyahu HaKohen, Yaakov Avinu, you know, David HaMelech had failures in terms of chinuch. Because it's really, really hard to do. It's really hard to do. It's hard to do in terms of being able to criticize when it's necessary, but it's absolutely necessary. Ki mechabdaya chabed uvozai yikalu. You cannot be mechabed b'neichem mimeni, from Hashem. And then also, you know, fairness and equality, even if the situation is manifestly unequal, even if you have a child who's a Yosef, right? It's still really, 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 you know, the highest degree of importance, you know, Al Yishana Adam Levein Ben Abanim. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, I think of all of the Gedolim of the previous generation, was famous. For teaching about chinuch, and he obviously has children who are known to all of you, who are, you know, Gaonim and Gedolim and leaders of Klal Yisrael, and then he had children who, you know, became not less, but different, went into other areas, other vocations, and never, ever, a child or a grandchild they treat any differently. And you have no idea how hard that is. You cannot imagine. But it's essential. And the story of Yaakov and Yosef is really a story about the Nisgagel Hadav, or Vyardel Hosein and Mitzrayim, how terrible that can really be. So anyway, it's a daunting task for all of us to do it right. And sins of omission, when we fail to intervene, sins of commission, when we favor one over the other, these are all ways of highlighting why you might actually have a bracha, the Shitas Magen Avraham, Shitas HaMishnah Brura, Shepitrani, the Yon Shul Shozeh, when the Iker Chiyav of Chinuch, obviously you're going to stay involved. But, you try to do it your best up until this point. At that moment, you might want to say a bracha, that you've completed this task and hopefully discharged it responsibly. Okay, so we'll hold it up there with the sugya.